Mobile low-bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Hi, this is Chad of OMG Craft. You're listening to Geek I.O., where you put geek in and geek out!
Hey. Hey, you. If you're listening to this and don't want to hear expletives, you probably shouldn't listen to it. It's gonna get interesting.
Mobile audio stream enabled at mobile.alphageekradio.com. Chat room enabled at geek-io.com/live. Geek.io initialized.
We're geeking out across the globe, so tuck in and hold on to your butts. It's time for the Geek.io show.
Geek.io. Put geek in and geek out.
And just like that, it's another Thursday. So welcome to Geek.io, your weekly dose of geeky goodness, episode number 63, recorded Thursday, the 22nd of May, 2014. I am your host, and I'm back, CJ Boat, baby.
Sorry, my cat is destroying my life. I'm Alex Scholl.
And I'm Jared Budlong.
And I am the master of massive spiders.
Yes. And joining us this week on only the first invite of three, which really surprised me, the author of Doge Boy Federation, Dog Boy Adventures, and host of Greetings from Storybrooke, a Once Upon a Time podcast, Bill Meeks.
Just kidding. I was trying to trick you guys and make you think I was pulling a meat bum. How's it going?
Bill said, sorry, I had to cancel, like, last second. Literally, I stepped out.
While you were doing the intro bumpers, I had to cancel. Sorry about that.
Something came up. Popcorn's ready.
Popcorn
time. Yeah, popcorn time. You know what? Popcorn time just alerted me that Winter Soldier's up, so I got to go.
It is, but it's really shitty quality. I mean, not that I
really
know about that.
All
right. Hey, now. No, you have a local theater called Popcorn Time, and it's actually not a Christie projector, so it's poor quality. That's what you meant.
Yes.
They're still using analog film in 2014.
I've heard of that. You can get that at the Pirate Boy, right?
Yes.
Pirate Boy.
Yes.
It's the theater right down the street. That one you actually have to go into for an extended period of time. Before watching the movie. The Popcorn Time movie theater, you can just go in and watch the movie and leave.
Mm-hmm. Popcorn.
And make your own subtitle style too.
Yes.
Wait,
not that that means anything to me.
Okay.
So, how are you this evening, sir?
I'm doing great. Doing great. You know, living life, taking it one day at a time. Sometimes 2 days at a time when I skip days. But besides that, good. Good. Getting ready to put out my new Doge Boy. I think you said it was called.
Yeah, Doge Boy Federation.
Yes. Doge Boy Federation.
Doge Boy Federation, Return of the Doge. I've been working really hard on getting my next Dog Boy book out, but wrapping up with the Once Upon a Time stuff, because like you said, Greetings from Storybrooke. But besides that, you know, all good. It's summer, but I don't get a summer break, so it's kind of meaningless, you know?
Oh, my coffee's gone, so I know your pain.
What? I don't get a summer break. My coffee is gone.
Non sequitur, non sequitur.
A thing you can go and replace versus a thing you have no control over. Evil.
Silence with your logic. So, yeah, I was. Me and Rachel were gone last week, and Rachel's gone this week. She's actually sick. So, yeah, aww. Boo. May or may not be posted to crud, but we don't get crud from Disney because it's clean. That's what I'm going to keep telling myself.
No, it's not from Disney. It's from the random people you run in there that shouldn't be there. They're like, you should bathe before you come.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like con crud, but outside and with 50,000 people.
Yes.
A lot of kids, too. Automatically ups the germ factor by a factor of 50.
And especially since they reopened the water park, the water area in Magic Kingdom. Because then you have kids that are running around with their shirts and pants off.
Like,
yeah, it's not entertaining in any way, shape, or form.
Like no underwear, no pants, or just no pants?
No underwear pants. Huh. No pants at all.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. The answer is yes.
Yes.
This sounds like a horrible idea. I'm going to go to We the People and start up a petition to try and ban kids from Disney World.
Good luck with that one.
They're not responsible enough.
I wonder if I can get Walt Disney's endorsement on that. Hopefully.
When he wakes up.
As long as you call him.
Over his. Oh, wait.
Oh.
His dead body, which is right back here in my, body.
In
body storage body location.
Yeah.
Like that screen.
In the freezer.
Oh. Why is it whenever Bill's on, it always defaults to dead people?
I have a very dark sense of humor. I'm a really nice guy, really bright guy. I like the macabre. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Is that related to the chupacabra?
You and me have that in common, dude.
It is related to the chupacabra. The macabre chupacabra is the Dog Boy Adventures Volume 4, The Macabre Chupacabra.
Okay.
Coming spring 2000 never.
2000 never.
And at the end, Elsa will show up.
2019. You know.
90-teen. Yep. I don't think that year is happening anytime.
Well, neither is 20 smart. Never, so, you know.
I feel that one of those might have already gone by.
No, 2019.
Oh, 2019, see.
Yes. It's right after 99, it's 90-teen, but it's before 2100.
It's sorry. It's a leap year. I see.
Yes. It's February 29th. 2019. You're right.
All right.
Have you had enough?
No. I missed this so much.
Yes.
Wait, are you saying we're better than Disney? Because I don't think that holds up in court. I don't think that would work.
Well, there are only four parks at Disney World, and Dale is almost Epcot. Oh, Linglong is definitely the Magic Kingdom.
Why am I the Magic Kingdom?
Why can't I be the Magic Kingdom? I thought I was your Magic Kingdom.
Alex is Hollywood Studios because she's my star.
Hey,
Beth is the Animal Kingdom.
And
I'm the best star ever.
I thought I was your star.
Oh, it wasn't me. That was somebody else. It wasn't me.
All right.
If I could be any area of Disney World, I would be Pleasure Island.
Oh,
I was gonna say you were one of the canceled theme parks, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, you're the Russia Pavilion over at Epcot.
Luckily, we're not talking about.
I'm the old Fantasyland.
the one that nobody goes to anymore.
Can I be the young Fantasyland? Hey,
on Fantasyland.
Then all the kids will like take off their pants and run into you.
Oh. Wow, this went dark really quickly, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Hi, guys. Aren't you guys glad I made it and didn't cancel?
Hi, Bill.
Thanks for coming,
Thanks
Bill.
For not canceling us.
Everybody tuned in. Have a great night. I think we...
Hope you like 2014. Yep, okay.
Happens with great infrequency, says Bill.
Yes. Yes. Speaking of speaking of our favorite parts.
Gadgets, games, and gizmos.
No. Just no.
So this is Gadgets, Games, and Gizmos.
Gadgets, Games, and Gizmos, where we talk about all the fabulous things we've been playing with.
Games and gizmos. That's right, folks. And because I got a new thing now to tell people when people don't fill out anything into the notes. Alexandra, you fail.
If everyone's watching the YouTube video of this and just looking at CJ going, pushing the button. Hilarious.
Also,
it is one funky nymph.
Yes.
Is Dale foreshadowing the fact that we're going to lose our audio track again? Is that what just happened?
Yes.
No.
Of course, nobody's going to get the joke because they didn't hear him make it.
I just have to be safe.
Pick up too loud. Nobody knows what's going on.
Yes.
Whoa. Don't have your thing up too loud.
Hey-o.
Hey-o.
Well, hope you like 2014. Alexander, what have you been doing, Miss Lady Person who doesn't like putting stuff into the notes?
See, maybe I'll just keep on doing that so I get to go first every time. You don't know. I even get a little buzzer to announce my presence. You know, this is getting even better.
That's almost as good as your own theme song as you walk in the door.
Yeah. And there's Gurr, too. See, it got even better.
I tried to get my son to say, I love you, Cupcake, but he wouldn't do it.
Every time I watch Invader Zone, I keep trying to get my kid to go, trying to get AJ to go, come to my room, pig, and he won't do it.
See, I can't get my kids to watch Invader Zone at all. It's sad.
Oh, no, my 3-year-old hasn't watched it. I was just trying to get him to say it.
It's delightful. You should make him watch it, and then he'll just start quoting Gurr.
He might.
Yes.
Is it still on Netflix? It was at some point.
No, Viacom. Viacom happened.
Oh, did they take it down?
Viacom happened.
Ah, dirty, dirty horse.
All of the Viacom got taken down for Netflix.
But yes, I'm supposed to be
doing
like
2.5 years ago, dude.
I haven't watched it in 2.5 years. Leave me alone. Don't judge me.
I still have actually kind of memorized from college.
Is that available at that Popcorn Hour Theater you guys were talking about?
It might be. It's also available via one of our sponsors, ProXPN.
Yes, Geek 28 for 20% off at checkout.
Yes,
you can also buy
it on Amazon. Oh, man. Yes. Yeah, anyway. Just go to Amazon. Go to geek-io.com/Amazon.
It should be. I will check. while Alexandra was talking about what she did today, or this week.
Yes, this week. I did a bunch of stuff. Let's see.
Yay.
Sorry.
It should be on Tom Merritt's show because it's a thing.
Yes. It is a thing. And I did several things. I went and I saw Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Out of all the Godzilla movies I have seen, and I think I actually have seen all of them, I like this one the best. There were a few problems with it.
I have one question.
Yes.
And one question only. How did you find the human drama?
There actually is too much of it.
That's
one of my flaws is that
yes.
Without spoiling, I can safely say that there are a couple of times, there is at one point in the movie where they literally shut a door on the fight. A door literally closes and you don't get to see anything else. And I'm like, are you kidding?
Did Bryan Cranston knock?
No.
Because he is the one who knocks.
Was he wearing,
I am the one who knocks.
Was he wearing whitey tighties at any point in the movie?
Didn't
roller
skate. No.
No, dang. All right. No. Well,
but the animation was great. The creature designs, the creature animations were fantastic. Like, I'm a fan of little detail things, little immersive things, like in the Spider-Man movie, the Amazing Spider-Man, the first one. I liked when he behaved like a spider. I like when he skittered along trying to wrap up the lizard. I like when he sat on a web with like a hand on the string waiting to feel the vibration. Without spoiling the movie, I like a lot of the actions that are in here. I like things like if you've ever seen lizards moving, trying to stop stabbing me. If you've seen them moving along, trying to test the things where they'll like reach out and they'll put their hand on it, but they won't actually do anything. They'll like move a little weird. There's stuff like that in there. There's a few moments where I actually went, oh, it's like a real little lizard thing. It breathes
and then
fire.
It's got radioactive on its face.
Yeah, but there's a lot of stuff like that in there that I thought was really good. There's a few little pacing problems. I'm not entirely certain people who made this movie have ever been to Japan. I bothered to Google what it actually looks like. But I'm also not entirely sure they know how nuclear bombs work. But other than that, I did like the movie, and I would recommend people go see it, because even with its flaws, it is still really good, I thought.
In 2 weeks, you can all go see it. Nobody needs to give Jazz any.
Right. He has enough money. So, Tito's. Are you going to give it a Tito score? A Trannies in the Outback score?
Well, this is the first time Alex has given a Tito score.
Alex is the first time Alex has been exposed to a Tito score.
Yes, how do I do that?
Take 10 Trannies, and you may chop 1.5.
Yes.
Basically, you're giving a 1 through 10 score.
How many
trainees
would you give?
Yeah. How many trainees would you trade up to watch this movie again?
Yeah.
And you can trade halves, but if you trade halves, you have to specify top or bottom half. 10.
You have 10 trainees.
Yes.
See the movie again. I will give 8.
Eight?
Eight.
Eight trainees.
I will give 8.
Nice.
And the other two can watch the movie.
I think
with
first
me.
Exposure to the trainee has to be a show title.
Oh, she put an interesting twist. Hold on, wait. You put an interesting twist I've never heard anybody try to do. You gave eight away and you kept two for yourself. To watch the movie.
Oh. Can watch it with me.
Well, wow, this puts a new twist. Some people may want to reverse their thing to say, yeah, well, I'd pay two because I want eight
unless
to watch
it's
the
like
movie.
How many Dale, trainees would typing? I take with me to
I
go see the
No, no, it's trading for it. Yeah, it's
well,
trading
like,
for
like
it.
If I had 10, it's like, how many of these will you take to see the movie with you? I'd say, I'll just take them all.
because you were a nice person.
Yes.
What's the tranny in euros? I'm just trying to
convert it.
1.25 trannies.
I wonder if Google has a conversion rate for that.
Oh my god!
A tranny conversion. Typing?
You know, god, Google has a good sense of humor. They just might.
They can't help Dale's typing of English though.
Shut
they
up!
Don't, they do now.
I got there in the end. All right. You check it out.
Let's see what else did I do this week. I attempted to record a Let's Play, and I got an hour of it, and then I listened back and realized the sound was all off, so I've done an hour of work for nothing.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I've never had that happen before.
Ever.
Did it chipmunk, or did it just sound weird?
The game is louder than me.
Mm. Hey, is this something you record and do live, or is it recording to edit later?
It's recording to edit later. It's no big deal. I can do it again.
Well,
but
if in the future, if you want to, what you can do, potentially on your software, you can record yourself to right channel and the game to left channel, and you can mix it later. And that way you can balance
I'm
that.
I'm not sure that OBS does that, but I can try.
Yeah, I would give it a shot just to see. It's a trick. The only downside is if you're listening to it live, it's weird because it only plays out of one ear. But whatever.
Yeah.
It makes it easier to mix after the fact. As long as you don't actually need stereo sound for anything, because obviously it's down to mono at that point.
There are a few times in the game, because I'm playing Alice Madness Returns, and there is a lot of sound, as in, like, you can hear what direction stuff's coming in.
Okay. Mm.
So...
Never mind.
You could always take the video you already have and then do a commentary over it, saying what you thought you might have said at that part of the game.
You can hear me most of the time, it's just I'm almost at the same volume and I need to be
a
bit
louder. That is an option. Right. Like, fraps it, and then... Record over it with OBS.
Although I'm just like if it was somehow different, I don't know if it does the same thing.
Well, I think what they're getting at is go ahead and record just you playing and don't worry about commentating until after, and then you can mix it after the fact.
That's how the Angry Chicken did their tournament. Their stuff.
Slap an audio track on it.
Yep. Recorded audio,
it's
recorded
somehow,
a video,
and
then attach that to the lower right hand corner of it.
See,
slap a track on.
Otherwise,
it
sounds like what just happened, where everybody talked over each other and you couldn't understand.
Yeah,
anybody.
we're not talking all over each other at the same time. Yeah,
that's gonna get really old. I'm just gonna throw that out there right now.
What other stuff did I do? I'm having a magical adventure as a freelancer right now because there's a guy. He's actually local. Who wants to do a children's coloring book. Well, it's a children's book that's also a coloring book, except he's printing it on glossy paper and children can't color on that, but whatever. he doesn't understand technology, and the more and more I try to work on this project, the more I'm wondering if I should have even taken it in the first place. Because he wanted to meet to take a look at my portfolio because I'm local, and I said, sure, I'm in a point for the next day. He calls me and says, he texts this jumbled mess that I'm desperately trying to decipher. That's like, girlfriend coming over to watch a movie, why don't we do this now? And I'm like, what?
What?
At a Dunkin' Donuts 20 minutes after when he finally explains what the heck is going on.
Well,
and he's like, why don't you get into the back seat of my car and we'll discuss this? And I'm like, no!
Whoa,
wow.
No!
And I'm like, I'm gonna go, why don't we just go in the restaurant? And he's
so
trying to explain what he wants. And it doesn't make any sense. He's like, oh, they need to be simple so kids can color them. And he gives me a paragraph of description for the image. There's only 8 images, except maybe there'll be more because there's 22 pages of text.
And this is
to know
kids?
How I'm supposed. He's like, how am I supposed to print it and where are you supposed to print it? And I'm like, well, I'll just email you the thing. And he's like, okay, and what do I do with it then? And I'm like, I don't know.
That's not my department.
How much are you paying me again?
I'm not a publisher. I'm an artist.
It's for charity, so it's kind of not
oh
money. but somehow there are reporters involved because he keeps texting me saying, so have you ever done interviews about your work? And I'm like, technically, yes. Would you feel comfortable for a reporter? I'm like, I guess. Why?
With the printing questions, you reply back as, I'm a comic, not a publisher.
Yeah. Well, he's getting them printed through Staples. And then he's like, so how will I even do that? I'm like, well, you put them on your memory stick or whatever, and you bring them over. And he goes, what's that? And I'm like,
oh, geez. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yep. He's like, oh, I'll mail it to you, and you can figure it out and bring it to my house. And I'm like,
nope. No. Nope.
When I was a freelancer, there were two ways I would deal with a client like this. One, I would charge a PIA fee, which is a pain in the ass fee.
Nah.
Two, I would straight up fire him.
Yeah. I can't make him pay me more, though, because it's for charity. There's no pay.
Yes, you can. Charities have money.
No, it's for charity. The proceeds are all going to charity. It's just him.
Well, if he cares enough about the charity, then he should care enough to, put the money that he needs to for you to have to put up with that.
His reasoning is insane, too. He's like, oh, we're going to do this kind of book. The book is about a cat in human clothing, but it's anatomically correct, but he wants it in sneakers. And I'm like, we can't put sneakers on a living cat. We can't put them on, a physically feline cat.
No, it'll scratch you.
It won't, and I'm not talking like those stupid little booties that people put on cats, and don't put them on your cat. Oh my God. But.
No, you just wrap tape on their feet.
You watch them dance across the floor.
You wrap tape around their feet.
That's what dogs do. Cats just lay down and give up on life.
Oh.
If you've ever seen them, it's funny, but you think about it. When people put the little shoes on cats, they just go and fall right over, and they don't get back up. They just lay there until you take them off. But
depends on the cat. My cat, when I had a cat, it would do the whole dancing thing, and I would put it on his feet just because.
the cat's name is Phantom, and the story is about that he is a
menace.
No, but he does things like he listens to his MP3 player and doesn't do his homework, and he doesn't go outside. What? He plays video games. And the book has subtext, and I'm like, children are not going to get subtext. They're also not going to listen to a book that says, go do your homework, don't play on the computer.
What charity is for this fool that's promoting that behavior?
No.
That's my question.
He doesn't respect his elders,
no,
and he's loud.
The money is just supposed to go to charity
baseball.
In general to, buy people who are poor food. And then he's like, if they want to go to Walmart and get something for $3, that's fine. But if they want to pay $15 for it and put a turkey on someone's table, I'm like, I don't know that anybody would buy this. But he's like, well, I used to write for the newspaper, and I used to be a model in New York. And I'm like, And my brother is a famous professor in New York. Okay. It's going to be in the newspaper. And then it'll be ads and fame and blood. I'm like, okay.
You reply back with,
I
used to be a fetus.
Of you for the back of this book.
I used to be a fetus.
Sorry, I thought we were shouting random facts. My bad. I didn't realize you were trying to be relevant, because that's not the case.
Oh, my Lord. I don't know.
I have
a second. I'm like, I feel slightly disturbed. I told my boyfriend the story, and he's like, can you promise me that you will be really careful around this guy, because just this description of him gives me the creeps. He's like, how old is he? I'm like, he's 54, and he's like, he doesn't know what a memory stick is. And I'm like, no.
What's the memory stick? Oh.
He went and he bought. I told him.
I haven't seen my memory stick in a decade.
Oh. I told him for $20, you can probably get one that's a couple of gigs or even more. And he sends me a text. I bought a 38 gigabyte one, and I'm like,
good for you.
I'll just give it to you. And I'm like,
how did you get 38?
Sure, take it out of my feet. Fine.
I'm sorry, but this weirdest sounding phrase in my head right now is an old man giving you his memory stick.
In the back of his car.
Oh.
There you go.
In the Dunkin' Donuts parking lot.
Yep. This just brings back to a sad fact of life that up until my recent boyfriend, the only people who hit on me were 54-year-old men.
Aww.
My life is depressing and sad.
Luckily, your boyfriend is 53.
No, he's he looks Zing. Like he's 16, though. Which is fine, because I look 16 and I'm not. But anyway. But let's see. The other thing of significance I did this week. Well, I went and I just now finished watching Final Fantasy VII Advent Children, the complete version.
Okay.
It's got 40 extra minutes of footage. it actually does explain what the heck is going on a little bit more than it originally
did. That's good, because that didn't make
but
a whole lot of
still,
sense.
But it's still just it's emo and pretentious. So there's lots
that's
more of Cloud going, I can't save anyone, and I am so
Wait,
alone
we
in my
lost
life.
Long. He's sleeping.
Yeah, oh. But Luke's currently sleeping.
Did you see the wolf in the background to signify that I'm alone? Did you see that flower that randomly exploded across the screen to let you know that Eris existed once?
do we have a weekly update for your misadventures in Tamriel?
Let's see. What have I done? I haven't been in that as often as I wanted to. I had an adventure with dragons. I was in
another
a town.
One.
Yeah. It's dragons. I was in a town. I forget why I was there. I went there because I was trying to get to the Bard's College and I misclicked and didn't end up in the right location. And so I was like, whatever, I'll stop here and see what quests there are and then I'll move on. And I hear a dragon. I'm like, oh. And one just swoops into the town. NPCs are screaming and guards are going, oh, a dragon. And I'm like, no, get it, get out of the way. I don't want to shoot you, move. And I keep shooting at the thing and it flies around and it's getting farther away and then it keeps coming back. And all of a sudden I hear another noise. I'm like, what is that? There's another dragon. Oh, nice. Over the edge of the cliff. And I'm like, uh-oh. But it swoops away from the town. I'm like, okay. And it dive bombs something. I'm like, it probably found a mud crab. Because for some reason they like to kill those. And then it'll fly away and it'll be fine. It's quiet for a minute. I'm almost done with this other one. I'm like, yeah, a couple more arrows and it'll be dead. I hear another thing again. And I'm like, oh god, it's that other dragon. Well, it's okay. This one's almost dead. It'll be fine. It comes around the corner and into the town. And I'm like, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. Two giants come in behind it. And I'm like, no!
You have the worst luck in this game that I've ever heard of.
Like, why does this keep happening? Where did these giants even come from? There's no giant camp near here. No! But I killed them.
Whoa.
I didn't lose a single guard. The children are immortal, so it was okay.
The innkeeper's dead, though.
The innkeeper didn't die. No one died, but a child got chased around a bit. Because for some reason, she wouldn't go into her house.
One time I spawned 200 giants where I was standing. And it was some intense stuff, man. Because, like, not only was... Well, I was in god mode, so it wasn't too hard.
Okay.
It wouldn't have normally been hard to get away from them or avoid them or whatever. But because there were 200 giants on screen, mm-hmm. they completely slowed the game down to a crawl. I'm, like, trying to, like, walk away, and I'm going... and the giant...
I wasn't in god mode. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm not on normal difficulty that the game's like, oh... You think you can do what are the levels? There's like novice and apprentice and then something else and something else and then hard mode. And I'm slightly above normal. It's like, oh, you think you're slightly better than normal to you. You regret this. Have I done anything else in there? Well, I went to the Bard's College and became a bard.
Yay.
And then I don't know what to do now because he's like, well, you're officially enrolled in the Bard's College. I'm like, cool. He's like, the professors will have quests for you. I'm like, sweet. There's no one in the building.
Did you kill all of them in other random adventures?
I don't think I did.
Let's say, did you kill everybody outside the building and then another group of people took over, kind of like Markarth? Is that?
I accidentally murdered a ship full of people twice. And despite and somehow the messenger of every Daedric prince on the planet by accident. I have not killed civilians. I did wander onto a boat at one point. I'm like, oh, hey, it's a boat. I wonder if this goes anywhere. And then suddenly everyone on the ship draws their swords. I'm like, oh. And it's like corsairs. And I'm like, oh, maybe those are bandits. I think the bandits are robbing the boat. And I kill them. Like, hey, man, isn't a corsair just another term for someone who sails on a boat? And I'm like, I killed a bunch of innocent people. Another guy's like, help me with this lighthouse. I help him with the lighthouse. We ran a ship aground. Go help my sister. Help the sister. We don't need any more attempts to murder. And now I'm currently stalking this guy tied out because I'm pissed. I'm going to kill him.
Nice.
I'm like, that's it. I'm actively going to murder this man.
Oh, man.
That's my adventures in Skyrim for the week. I haven't been in there all that often. That happened in like an afternoon and a half where I needed to chill an hour. But yeah. So that was my exciting techie geeky week. I am still looking at that awesome sketch cam, though. I can't afford it, but I'm still looking at it.
There's nothing wrong with looking.
Yes.
Save up and then, you know, eventually buy it. After
and
all
then
those,
I won't have a webcam that looks like a bad TV.
And then all after all of these, you know, these wonderful projects you've got going on with creepy 52-year-old men,
that
you'll be able to have. Oh wait,
giving you his memory stick. Yep, got it.
I don't want your memory.
Be careful trying to sell his memory stick on eBay or Craigslist.
It's probably.
Yeah. I heard the police are looking for people like that.
We had we actually did have an Amber Alert here recently, and I did not know that Google, if there's an Amber Alert in your area, will scream at you through your phone.
Yeah, we'll make your
phone
scream.
Yeah. It does that for bad weather too, by the way.
Yes. Tornado warnings. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the good news was they found them. They had gone from Connecticut to Maine.
Wow.
Why would you do that?
Grabbed by a family member or something.
Trying to go to Canada or something? I don't know.
No, whoever grabbed them was a member of the family, but they found them. And they're okay. So that was good. But I never didn't know that the phone did that.
Yeah.
So I was sitting here and all of a sudden I hear the impending doom from your television noise. And I'm like, yeah. The TV's not on. What the heck is that? My phone. Pick it up. Amber Alert. Two children missing. Red VW bug. And I'm like, oh, God.
Well, it's even worse when you're in an office. When that happens.
Because everybody's phone goes off.
Everybody's phone does it, no matter the carrier. And each of them have different noises. iPhone has a different noise than the Android, and Windows has its own noise, too. So it's kind of funny when 50-something phones go off at once. I'm like, well,
you have that sound on your soundboard, don't you? What's that sound sound like? Yeah, that's all.
There you go.
Hey, I didn't hit it that time. Yay.
That was me.
I actually turned those off on my phone. Does that make me a bad person?
I didn't even know that was an option to turn on or off. It just did.
Yeah, you can turn it on and off. That and the weather alerts. I have both turned off because I don't like being woken up in the middle of the night.
It was like, I don't care about tornadoes and missing kids.
It's okay. I'll wake up in Oz. It'll be fine. Oh, hey, they're the missing kids.
Hey, you can wake up in Legends of Oz.
They represent the lollipop guild now.
Yes,
All right, who's next?
Let's see. I want to know what our guest has been doing, because he sounds exciting.
I have been disabling my Amber Alerts. No.
I know. I think they're all hidden behind a big blue curtain.
Yes.
Yes. That's what's causing the alerts is the things I have back behind blue curtain.
Pay no attention to them.
Pay no attention.
Oh, I have a memory stick for you.
I've been playing Zelda Wind Waker HD on Wii U, and it was the only Zelda game I'd never played, and it's really super fun. I've been enjoying it. Although it was kind of like, I was like 30% through the game, and I mainly play it when I'm working out on my elliptical and stuff. And, you know, I was 30% through the game. I was like, okay, I'll go work out tomorrow. And then a week happened. And then I worked out the following Saturday while playing it. And I'm like, I'm right at the last boss fight. And it just like went by so quick. And I feel like I missed a lot. Like I guess there are sails you can upgrade for your boat, which I've never come across. Hi, Rachel.
Hey, how you feeling?
They're asking how she's talking to you, even though I have the only earbud in.
Aww.
We hope you feel
don't
better.
Dink my don't have touch to... my snowberry that way.
Yeah, don't dink his little dog.
Wait till the YouTube video feed is off. We don't want to get kicked off again.
Hey, with that much excitement going on camera, we actually will be aired in Germany.
You're right.
But yeah, nope. Interrupted.
Yeah, I'm heading towards the end of this game here, and I feel so unprepared from any other Zelda game I've played. I don't have any of the upgraded sails. I have one bottle, and I have 8 hearts for the boss fight. I don't know why, but I feel like I've missed everything. I think it's just because when I'm sailing,
I just put the
tablet thing for the Wii U down and like really get into my workout while I'm sailing. So I think there's stuff you're supposed to find in the ocean that I've just been, you know, working out when I should
have. Sandbox thing, I think, if I'm remembering it right.
Yeah,
cool stuff everywhere.
I've heard they made some tweaks between the GameCube version and the one they have, or the Wii U version, to make the Salient a little better and make that stuff a little easier. Yeah. But then again, I never played the original. So, I played like the first like 20 minutes or something on Dolphin on my computer. But so I don't really have anything to compare it to. The Salient's been fine though. It doesn't seem to take more than about 3 or 4 minutes to get anywhere. And sometimes there's some interesting, you know, people shoot cannonballs at you and stuff.
You should go.
You know, I might pick it up actually.
You should. It's if you like Zelda games, it's a Zelda game, and it's done, you know, as well as any other Zelda game. I wouldn't list it among my favorites. I think Twilight Princess is still probably my favorite ever, but it's definitely good. I know when it came out, a lot of my friends were like very down on it because Link was a kid and it had that cartoony look to it and everything.
The cell shading.
Yeah. But seeing screenshots when I played it on Dolphin and stuff, I can definitely see where you could get that complaint from. But in the HD version, it doesn't really bother me at all. It doesn't even seem all that cartoony, except for the smoke, which is like the weird purple cloud things that are just like pieces floating up instead of like wisp or whatever. But and besides that, I've been actually I caught up on that Fargo TV series that's on FX this week, and it is really, really good. Confession, I've never seen the original movie Fargo.
I have just now recently seen it. What was that, 3 weeks ago, guys? Somewhere around there? I had just now seen it. And it, you should go see it. It's
on Netflix.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. You should see it.
Yeah, I actually started it one night, and then I fell asleep like 10 minutes in because it was already like midnight or something.
Oh, nice, yeah.
But it's really good. You know, big takeaway, like, Fargo is a Coen Brothers movie, and I've seen a ton of Coen Brothers movies. I love their stuff, so I know what to expect from a movie like theirs, and the series has really nailed their kind of vibe.
Good.
It's intense, it's hilarious.
Well, they're executive producers, so...
They are, but from an interview I was reading with the guys running the show, they're really hands-off. Like, they send all the scripts over to them, but they never really hear anything back. They just don't get a rejection, so they're like, okay, we'll start filming then. But they definitely nailed the tone of a Coen Brothers movie, and there's even a tie-in to the original movie. Now, like I said, I hadn't seen the original movie, but I was reading an interview with the guys who made it, and you find out what happened to the money that Steve Buscemi buried in the snow with the ice pick.
Nice.
To market. Which I guess was one of the big dangling plot threads from the original. But yeah, that ties in pretty significantly. But Martin Freeman's good in it. He's good in it. Probably a darker role than I've ever seen him in, because he's usually, you know, the straight man. But he's a guy with secrets, we'll say.
Nice.
The big mind-blowing performance, though, is Billy Bob Thornton. He's basically the bad guy. He's a hitman that kind of comes into contact with Martin Freeman's character and offers to kill his wife for free. This is not any spoilers, you know, this is how the series gets started. But and he just has this way about him. He almost, I don't know how they're going to play it, how they're going to go towards the end of the series. I kind of think he's the devil, like the literal devil. Like, just walking around, causing havoc, killing people, making people make morally questionable decisions. If he's not the devil, he definitely has that feel to his character. And also Glenn Howerton from Always Sunny in Philadelphia, he plays a personal trainer. And he's just phenomenal in it, because he's just like this airhead personal trainer. But I won't spoil anything. He has a really intense scene in this week's episode, and he just nailed it. Now, he's always been great on Always Sunny, but I never thought to consider him as a dramatic actor, being able to do really dramatic moments that didn't have like a comedic edge to them. completely nailed it this week. So, you know, if you guys haven't seen that show, I definitely recommend checking it out. And now I'm going to take a drink.
Yay.
I'm done.
You get to pick who next.
Oh, well, yeah, I get to pick who next. I forgot. Let's see. CJ.
All right. I have been dealing with a sick one. Also spent last week in Disney, has been discussed. Actually, I got a review copy of Dynasty Warriors 8 for the PC. It's the first PC release for the historic franchise. And aside from really horrible default mappings in both the controller and the keyboard level, it gets a really fantastic game, but it's really just Dynasty Warriors. Like, they've not done, if you've played any of the games, they've not changed a single thing pretty much. It is one person, whether a Japanese looking dude or a small Japanese girl with very large breasts, killing thousands and thousands of people, which, considering borderline depression, it's helping me. And it's really fun. But yeah, don't play with a keyboard. It's horrible. And two, oh god, the default mapping of the controller is very akin to like original PS1, like where you would hit circle to confirm or triangle to confirm, and square to go back and stuff like that, and until they realized that was a bad decision.
Yes.
and they changed it to X being confirmed, circle being canceled, and that kind of thing.
You mean after the Xbox came out?
Yes.
Just throwing that out there.
And I had to change that for the bindings. It was horrible. But other than that, I mean, I'm having a lot of fun with it. But like I said, it is Dynasty Warriors. If you enjoy that, pick it up. It's a great port. If you don't like Dynasty Warriors, don't get it. It is as simple as that. It is not revolutionizing gameplay. But you know, I definitely want to thank Tecmo Koei for getting me a copy of it, and I'm definitely loving every second of the play.
I lost my husband to his computer.
Yes, it is fantastic.
What else is new? Rachel? Tell me about it. I know.
Also, I haven't done a whole lot of gaming. Before on vacation, though, going through the Dawnguard storyline in Skyrim, and I'm like, you know what? Forget this. I'm going to be a vampire lord. So now I can't go anywhere without people trying to stab me, which is okay, because then I eat their faces.
It's Skyrim.
Yes. I am still trying to be the I only want to eat the wicked. It only works so much when I accidentally morph at the wrong time, and then all of a town's guards come after me. I'm like, well.
But then you can count them as evil because you traditionally only kill evil people. So if they're mad at you, they're mad that you're killing evil people. So that makes them evil, exactly. And it justifies you killing the entire town of guards.
Yes. it happened. I'm like, well, you all suck. You're going to die. I did download a mod for Vampire Lords, though. It gives a better tree. So, it also gives me the ability to put points in the tree when I'm not in Vampire Lord form. So, that worked out well. With Fios, we actually had a free on-demand rental that expired 60 days after installing the service. And that is coming up next week. So, Rachel and I are looking through movies to watch, and we're like, what do we want to watch? Kids movie, Lego movie, no. Like, all right, so it's down to Wolf of Wall Street or I, Frankenstein. What are we in the mood for? Because obviously two vastly different films.
Yes.
What are we in the mood for, Rachel? Like, I don't want to think. I go, I, Frankenstein it is.
Yay!
And surprisingly not a terrible movie. Like, I've heard so many bad things about it, but like, just like Dynasty Warriors, don't go in expecting the next revolution of film. It is a turn off your mind, watch people kill things, demons fighting gargoyles, and two faces there.
Wait, which two face?
New Two-Face.
Okay.
Crash. New Face.
New Face. It's the New Face.
Eckhart. Aaron Eckhart.
Yeah.
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 He's in it. He's Adam Frankenstein.
Frankenstein is back and he's sexy.
Well, technically, according to the original book, he would have been.
Would he have?
Frankenstein did stitch him together out of attractive dead people, though.
Well, yeah.
Sarah from Chuck is in there, and she swears in her native Australian tongue, and that made me happy.
Oh, who is it again? Who?
Sexiest obscenity ever. Sorry, Dale.
Who was it from Australia?
Sarah of Chuck, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yvonne Stravowski. Hot lady with Russian name was Australian.
Yes, because that makes sense.
Miranda off of Mass Effect.
Okay.
If you are into the Mass Effect. But no. I saw her and I'm like, oh no, please don't make her American again. Please just, oh, she's. And like I said, it is a fairly good movie for that kind of movie. If you're into the underworld kind of movies, it's along those lines.
Was it done by the same people as Underworld? Because it kind of gave me that same kind of vibe.
So
I want to say,
but like I said, it's not bad. I mean, it's, you know, I would have even paid, you know, I would have red boxed it. Yeah, they did do pretty good at, you know, a lot of times movies drop the name of the film, which is okay. Some, but at the very end, very very end, the last second of the movie, Aaron Eckhart's doing his thing monologue. I water, I defiler of demons. I Frankenstein. I'm like, oh man, really?
I apple. Wait, what?
So
I'm
searching Netflix for I Frankenstein, and I pull up a movie called The Frankenstein Theory from 2013.
No, not that.
Huh.
On IMDb, it's saying if you like this, you would like the Insidious movie, which wasn't terrible. Final Destination, which is nothing like this. And Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, which it's in that same kind of.
Did you see Abraham Lincoln Zombie Hunter?
That's even better. And
it's,
that's
why
it's actually
only seen Vampire.
It was amusing. I mean, it's bad, but it's bad good.
But it's a lot better than Vampire Hunter.
I never saw Vampire Hunter. This looked like the acting was like there was like some college kids trying to make the movie, but the effects they used was like, hey, we're college kids that are going for special effects. Like
the guy who wrote I Frankenstein wrote all of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Oh, nice.
Oh, so Ted Elliott and Terry Rosario?
Stuart Beadle.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Maybe he wrote the later ones.
From Curse of the Black Pearl on, he's written all six of them. Yes, there's six now. Two are in
production. Oh, okay. I was like, I don't remember there being six, but okay.
There's two in production. One is Dead Man Tell No Tales, and then Pirates of the Caribbean 6.
Named
really?
Because Johnny Depp needs a paycheck.
Yeah, because the Lone Ranger didn't bring him enough money.
No. Bill Nighy is in this too, which gives it a nice, good feel. I love Bill Nighy. Pretty much anything that he's in, I enjoy.
Yes.
Also, Stuart looks like he's underworld feel.
Yeah, I was just gonna say Stuart here. It looks like he's top billed, which probably means it was his concept. But Ted Elliott and Terry are listed because I was concerned too because I thought it was going crazy because I did some workshops with those guys for screenwriting when I lived out in L.A., and I was like, yeah, I thought they wrote that one. But, they probably came in and punched it up from the initial concept or something like that.
Yeah, he did the screen story for Curse of the Black Pearl, Beetle, and just characters going forward. So, yeah, he wrote the first one, and just they carried it on. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I know he said if I'm gonna have a Tito rating, I'm gonna say seven and a half. It is for that kind of movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. it's good. It's on the good end of that kind.
I definitely appreciate that you took into account the kind of movie it was. So few people do that.
Yeah.
Like this movie wasn't to my taste, so it sucked. Instead of thinking, oh well, you know, I might not like romantic comedies, but that was a good romantic comedy. You know, people just don't take into account genre and intention. You know,
yeah. As long as you really specify should. When giving the quoted the the scale of how you like the movie.
Yeah.
So.
And I try to do that unless we're doing like a podcast on it. Then it's, what am I just going to give this on a general scale? But if I'm just watching it and giving a review like this, I'm willing to give some sway one way or another for the genre. Now, if I'm going to just give this a general, if I'm going to throw this into the movies I could have rented from Fios, it's probably going to be like a 4. But using that action horror kind of genre, it's better than most of the movies that are out there. It does make me really, 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 really want a live action Gargoyles movie, though. They have the technology, damn it, let's make it happen.
They have the models already built.
Yes, because the Gargoyles are actually really cool. Like they do a very good job on the Gargoyles.
Oh yeah, and that stuff holds up too. I just there was a I think it's the Disney official YouTube channel or something has all the episodes up.
Yes,
and I was watching them with my son a few weeks back, and I was like, man, this really still holds up. Like if I picked up a Marvel comic that was rated for 17 plus, and this exact story was in it, I'd be completely okay with it,
We on the network have a show called How It Stacks, where we watch things that Jared and two of his cronies watch.
My two cronies. Nice. I'll take it.
Watch stuff that they watched when they were younger and compare it to what they think of it today. And I was on that episode, actually, because Gargoyles is by far number one favorite show of all time. On my research, I just somehow wound up watching more than I wanted to.
More than really anticipated. Not more than you wanted to. More than you had planned on.
Yes. Yes. Except for the Genesis game. The Genesis game sucks. But
did you go back through and read all the Disney Adventures comics for Gargoyles?
No, I didn't quite get down that far into it.
It's a shame.
Other than that, a anime that I've wanted to watch. Haha! I made all the otaku scream. An anime
it's fine,
that I wanted
said it
to watch.
Right.
Huh?
Did you said it right?
Anime? No, God, no. an anime that I've wanted to watch for a long time. Attack on Titan finally came on Toonami on Adult Swim. And we've been over the whole thing with me and subtitles, and I don't get along well with subtitles. And the dub is actually really well done. Like, all the main characters, I don't want to cringe whenever they open their mouths.
Mm. Compared to the Japanese, there's a few that are hit and miss, but I'd say overall it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, Kotaku actually did a pretty good review of side-by-side Japanese versus American for a lot of the first episode after it came out. I'm like, yeah, I can deal with this. Like, the side characters are still, hey, we need somebody to voice the grandma. Hey, you, what? Do you want to be a cartoon? Sure. How much you paying? Here's a quarter. Say this line.
Hey, janitor, I see you're done sweeping.
You have a kin to, the Titans are attacking!
Wow. I'm in a time I didn't realize.
my grandson is over there. Oh.
Yeah, they're coming from the wall.
But all of the main characters actually are really good, at least in my opinion. Unlike some of the shows, like I can barely stand to watch any of the Naruto dubs.
Don't watch the Naruto. Don't watch Naruto.
Hell yeah, read the manga on that one.
Do watch the Naruto dubstep, though. It's pretty good.
Dubstep, yeah. Got it.
I see what you did there. It took me a second. I'm like, wait. Yeah.
Damn it, you ruined my joke.
I don't have that clip handy, unfortunately. It's somewhere in here, but...
But yeah, I'm actually really enjoying it. I'm really digging it. And yeah, that's pretty much, other than job hunting... if anybody needs a DBA or sysadmin, let me know. That's all I'm getting. That's all I'm getting into. I'm not doing anything further than that. And last but not least, the hostess with the mostest with the cream filling, Jared Budlong. What have you been doing?
Last but not least, what?
You're going next, and I'm going last.
Yeah,
that was the hit.
Oh, that's right.
He forgot about Dale.
The first shall be last,
okay.
The last shall be first.
I'll take it. I'll take that over least, but not last. So my son is 3 now. His birthday was the 19th, and he has we just had our open house, and so he's what?
I forgot a thing that I got addicted to, and Rachel got to, and got worse than me. Plants vs. Zombies 2.
That's sitting on my iPad, and I am not opening that, because if I do,
I will never get you again.
Yeah.
Yes.
It does do the annoying, here's an ad when you're trying to load a screen, and here's some things that you can buy for $3, but I've never, apparently they only do that on the tablet version, but like Rachel is almost beaten the game that's out right now and hasn't
spent any money. Good.
No, it's hard to do it. It's harder to do it that way because they give you the OP plants by paying for them, like the frozen pea shooter, which was stupidly powerful. But you don't have to do it.
Can you get everything without paying, or
there are premium content.
Oh, okay.
Like the ones like the frozen pea shooter are only.
That's the only way to get it.
They're using the freemium model.
Yes, they are kind of.
I thought Dale was yawning.
Actually, kind of, yes.
Okay. Dale's hipster voice is yawning.
Yeah, it's that's great. Yes.
But yeah, it's free, but just take into consideration that you get what you pay for. It's fun. It's still Plants vs. Zombies, though. It's Plants vs. Zombies goodness. If you're into that game,
you'll nice. Love the game. What?
There are four different worlds, and there are four different worlds currently. They do give you keys to open them up, or you can pay. Those you can do, but the plants themselves you cannot get through. And get
boo! Them. All right. Well,
EA stuck its claws into PopCap. And,
yeah. On a lighter note, as I was saying, my son graduated. No, he got a year older. It happens once a year.
Hey, he graduated
life.
Yeah, he graduated the second year of life. You, plastics.
Here's something that a friend of mine's birthday. Well, it was Jose's birthday a couple days ago on Thursday, actually, and his mom posted on his Facebook. Happy birthday, son. Just remember, a birthday is nature's reminder that your parents had sex.
Yeah.
So, a friend of mine, she tends to, instead of saying happy birthday, she says happy
evacuation of the uterus.
Of your mother's womb, I think is the phrase she uses. Along the same lines, my wife and her sister are both born on the same day, but a year apart. And I was joking, you know, like 9 months before that, I was like, we should send your parents a happy anniversary present. And she goes, yeah.
Oh.
It's true. It's 9 months before their birthday. And I was like, oh, you ruined my joke. Dang it.
You ruined my joke.
She was like, yeah, how
now
did you know it was their anniversary?
Disturbed.
And I was like, oh,
yes.
Man. Dang. So, Josiah's 3, he has a new class, and since we've taken him in there to meet his new teacher and see all the new toys, he's like, so when am I starting in my new class? And we're like, it's like 2 weeks from now. Oh, wait, you don't understand that. not yet. Like,
2 weeks.
You can count to like 25, so let's just say 15 in the dark times.
15 nine eye times.
It's gonna be dark 15 times before you get to go there. So good luck.
You don't ruin my joke.
Whoa,
that was intense.
That was so loud.
Sorry,
loud noises.
Play on my end.
Wow. So his new class, we got to meet his new teacher. That's all the same school.
He really ruined my joke.
He really did. And then
it really did ruin it.
So for things I've been watching, I finally finished Continuum, all 3 seasons.
You continued Continuum.
Yes. A really good show, by the way. A lot better than I expected, not just because it's Canadian.
What?
Wow.
Racist? Wait, did you just call it racist because I made fun of Canadian TV shows? Does that even work?
Well, Canadian is a race. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. Okay. it's really, really good. I I didn't expect it to be after the first like episode. I was going to keep watching it, but it got really good. If you don't know the premise, I think I talked about it last week, but the basic premise is somebody from 2077, a police officer, for lack of better phrasing for it, she gets sent back in time with some inmates who were supposed to be executed, and they're trying to change the future, but she wants to get back. So it's a really cool struggle between past and present, or future and present.
Wait, she wants to get back to the future?
Yes, she wants to go back to the future because she really likes Nike pumps. She likes those and hoverboards and wants to get back to those. But it's really good. Then the other thing I finally got to watch was Star Trek Into Darkness. Thank you, Netflix, for finally getting that.
Yay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was good. I don't know what it is, but I've just not been able to pay attention to movies. I don't know why. I watched it on my second monitor, and I was doing other stuff the entire time. And I only had to rewind once because I missed something that happened. I had to rewind it to catch it. But I was, for the most part, paying attention audibly, but visually I would wait for something action-packed to happen to look over to the screen, or if there was obvious things that were happening that you didn't get from the audio.
Cute blonde lady with taking her clothes off, you know, that kind of thing.
I knew that scene was already
there. No, you can get that audibly.
Yeah,
you can kind of figure that out what's happening audibly.
Yeah.
I've kind of had that same problem. It was kind of weird. I, Frankenstein, held my attention more than Man of Steel. So
yeah, Man of Steel.
I finally watched that. I don't know if that was. I think that was before last week. Did I talk about that, guys? I don't remember.
Not with me on the show.
No.
Well, you weren't on the show, so ha.
No.
Okay.
Actually, so I can tell you if you talked about it last week.
Yeah, that's if it's in the notes. I probably didn't, because I think I watched that this weekend as well.
I don't think you did. I think you talked more about Continuum.
Well, I finally got to watch Man of Steel as well, and that was a lot better than I expected, probably because everybody poo-pooed it initially, but it was a lot better than I expected.
Yeah.
Go on.
Oh, no, I was just going to say the haters are like, I mean, everyone's entitled to their opinion. The haters are like, they have a vendetta against the movie, though.
Yeah, well,
I don't.
Like, the thing that confused me the most. Is the end of the movie because it's all over the internet, when people are complaining that he isn't as
spoilers.
Yeah, okay, here, you know what,
it's been a year.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I don't think anyone discusses the movie without mentioning it.
Okay, so skip the next 2 minutes potentially. At the very end, when he's fighting Zod, and everybody was like, he killed millions of people when he was fighting Zod, blah blah blah, and I watched the movie and I was like, millions of people probably died, but it wasn't him going, I'm punching Zod, screw you guys.
No, they say directly in the movie that they evacuated the city. There's less than 3,000 people in the entire city. No, it's a line in the movie. I swear to God. Go back.
Yeah, no, I don't think that is. Yeah. There's no way.
No.
People were still running in the street.
But
the only people who were there were essential personnel to, like police, stuff like that, and journalists.
My point still stands, regardless of evacuation. It wasn't like Superman was recklessly fighting Zod and killing people in his wake. He was trying to destroy the terraforming. Like, it wasn't like he was like, I'm going
to
fight and kill people.
Try to destroy that, and it just so happened that...
Yeah, at the same time, people were dying. But it wasn't... He wasn't ignoring them and trying to do it. He was trying to save more people by destroying the terraforming machine.
Yeah, but that's Superman. Superman never destroyed a movie or a building.
Destroyed a movie.
Superman destroyed plenty of movies.
No, but he never destroyed a building. He never threw Zod into a building. The only time he did any damage to the city was when Zod punched or threw him into an object.
Right, like the diner or
trust me, I've
like
watched
that.
The movie about 20 times now because so many people bring these criticisms to me because I'm a big Superman fan.
Nice.
I don't know if you can see that there. Nice.
Represent.
Well, now we can't be friends now.
No, he's my favorite. But like, so many people bring these criticisms to me, so I've watched the movie like a billion times just to see if they were right. Because you know, if you're right, you're right. You know. But no, it, like 90% of the criticisms I've heard about Man of Steel are either addressed in dialogue or they were addressed in the screenplay and they just didn't make it onto the screen.
Right. Or okay, at the very end, everybody's like, yeah, so they do the whole issue with destroying tons of, or killing tons of people didn't happen. But then they're like, yeah, and then you didn't show any remorse. I bet Batman's going to tear him up in the next
remorse.
Movie. And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
That's kind of the entire point. They cut it there on purpose. It's obvious
on purpose.
They cut it there on purpose with the intent to finish that up.
But he shows remorse at killing one person that was trying to destroy the entire planet. I think he has remorse for all the people that died also. We just haven't gotten there, to CJ's point.
Yeah.
I'm like,
he was doing
everything to not kill a single person, much less the thousands of potentially millions of people that died, depending on if people were evacuated or not. There's no way that he wasn't remorseful. We just didn't get to that portion. Whatever.
This is something they've done. He fell down on his knees screaming, you know, but I mean, like, it's something they've done a billion times in the comics, too, where Superman does have the rule, like the classic, you know, iconic platonic ideal of Superman has the rule, you don't kill. And this is the origin story of that rule as much
right.
as it is the origin story of Superman. Like, usually they bring Superman in, they have him go out on a few adventures, and then they put him over in a pocket universe where he has to kill Zod for some reason.
Right.
You know, but this one, they decided just to wrap it up in the origin story. And the only person besides Doomsday Superman's ever killed in the comics is Zod. He's done it like 4 or 5 times. So, like, as a hardcore Superman fan, I was completely okay with that. Completely.
And even though They're currently doing the new 52 Doomsday. And even the fact, like, and whoever, I forget who's doing the art and the one shot that they did of Superman Doomed, did an amazing job of having, you know, showing remorse even when Superman was even insinuating that he has to kill Doomsday.
Mm-hmm. In the original story, you really didn't get a lot of time for that, especially in that last issue, because it was all full page spreads and, you know, everything going to hell. But that's definitely good that they felt the need to show that, you know, now that they have a little bit more room to show it.
And they're doing a big, big thing of it, because it's not just the classic Doomsday. The classic Doomsday happened in New 52. Superman has died and came back from getting the shit kicked out of him by Doomsday.
Yeah.
So that happened in the New 52. So now they're pushing that forward with, that was a larva version of Doomsday.
I've fallen so behind on the monthlies. Is he still Kryptonian in origin, though? Like the whole experiments and all that?
They haven't got that far yet, but I'm assuming since the original version happened, I'm assuming that, it is still Doomsday. It just, that was a baby Doomsday.
Yeah.
You
guys know that origin, though, right? Like the original origin of Doomsday. It's probably one of my favorite villain origins ever. This Kryptonian scientist in prehistoric times, he takes this baby and he throws it out on this harsh, you know, Kryptonian landscape with all sorts of monsters running around every day for 90 years, and then goes and sends robots to collect the DNA and then clones it again and tries to force the evolution of Doomsday. I always thought that was probably like one of the neatest origins for a villain. Not a huge deal.
People wonder why Krypton exploded.
They were messing with forces they couldn't understand.
Did anybody notice that I think it was Zod's uniform looks like a bat logo? Like, looks like the Batman logo? Did you guys see that thing floating around?
Yeah, well, that's his insignia. Like, Superman's family has the crest that looks like
the quote-unquote the hope.
Like the DC thing.
Yeah, but it looks, people overlaid a transparent red bat looking shape to make it. It was a whole thing, probably on BuzzFeed because it was a list, but it was a whole bunch of things that are DC Comics referencing each other, and occasionally they reference Marvel, the Marvel Universe, all in like background posters and stuff like that. But that was one of them. They were like, yeah, and then the newest Superman, before this deal was made, somebody was like, wouldn't it be cool if the next one had Batman? So they put a Batman. Semi Batman looking logo on Zod, but
I can kind of see that. Like,
it's probably on accident.
It might be a coincidence.
Somebody's just seeing things. It's like one of those inkblot tests. What's the guy's
head
name?
Headcanon.
What?
Rorschach.
It's all heads.
Rorschach. Man. Rorschach, thank you.
Rorschach.
What is a headshot? Headshot cannon.
I'm going to put it up here in just a second.
Headshot.
There's cannon? A lot of stuff in there, though, especially the last fight scene, like a lot of the buildings and stuff that they
right.
go past. Booster Gold's restaurant, I think, is in there.
Yeah, there are a couple billboard yeah. references. There's posters. There's something inside the Daily Planet. I can't remember what it was.
The woman at the airfield, Carol Ferris, is in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lanter's
yeah.
girlfriend.
And then the pilot had Star Sapphire's logo on one of the helmets.
Yeah.
Which actually just looks like the Cardinal, whatchamacallit. Yeah, see, you found it.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm going to full screen view that. Hold on. I got this.
Fire you got cast. This.
Yeah.
Except for your face totally is covering the part of it that's important. There you go.
Yeah, we got it.
I'm working on it.
Anyway, so that's what they were trying to highlight it and prove a point, but whatever.
Whatever.
They're probably just seeing things, but that's okay.
Man of Steel. What?
Yes.
I was neither here nor there with Man of Steel. I liked it. It was okay.
I just called it the Met of Steel. Like it wasn't it was, like I.
I wouldn't even say Met. I enjoyed it.
It didn't need to be 5 hours long, though.
Yeah, that is true.
Five and a half hours long.
I didn't really.
It wasn't as long as the Ranger was.
I didn't think it was that long, but okay. Maybe it was just me.
I think it could have added a half an hour and fleshed out the Daily Planet a little more, because I thought the Daily Planet was severely underserved.
They'll do that in one of the other movies. It's fine.
They've already announced like 7 sequels already.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Daily Planet, Dale, what's the news of other things?
Well, hang on, we need a Tito score on Man of Steel.
Oh, you're right. I didn't give one for Into Darkness either. So, all right, Tito score on Into Darkness. We'll go 7.5, and it'll be the top half. No, I'm giving away the bottom half. I don't want the bottom half. I don't want the bottom half. They can have that.
You don't want the bottom half.
I'm giving that away. And then Man of Steel, I mean, it's a solid 8 to 9, so let's go 8.5. And buzzy, buzzy, buzzy. Buzzy, buzzy. CJ, you're touching things.
I'm sorry. Is it stopped?
Yeah, you're good.
Stop buzzing the bottom half of the trainee,
all right? Wow. Stop. Wow. 8.5, I guess, for Man of Steel. Just because I don't want the bottom half, I'm going to give that away again.
Okay.
I'm content.
Speaking of not wanting the bottom half, hey, it's Spider Update time.
Yay! It's
Spider Gate.
Wrong
Nice. Yeah. Wait, here. This is the Spider Alert.
Spider Update.
Yeah. It's still hanging outside.
Is it really?
Why have you not killed it yet?
Just get the flamethrower and kill that thing.
Kill it! Kill it with fire!
Bill, for reference, Dale has a spider. He lives in Australia. He has a spider that is like this big outside of his window.
Yes,
and it's Dale has just decided not to use that part of the house. He's like, you know what? Whatever, it's yours.
It's outside, leave it alone, because, you know, if he tries to kill it and he fails... It's going to eat him.
It knows where he sleeps.
It knows where it's been. That's the rule in Australia. If you can't kill it, leave it alone because it'll eat you.
Fair enough.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
It's in a part of the house where I could leave it and let it do what it wants.
Isn't it outside, though, you said?
It is outside, yeah.
But it's fine.
It's outside the window. It's far enough from the entrance area. Entrance area. Where, you know, it doesn't interfere with anyone. But it is nice.
Never bothered.
Right. There you go. I'm just going to let it grow to about that big.
And Dale, I had to get my hands on it. Grandpa!
Well, that's what he can call a Guinness Book of World Records and then be famous. And he's like, ta-da!
And I mean, really, it's nothing to worry about. I mean, most spiders, all they really want to do is inject a bunch of acid into your abdomen dissolve all your internal organs. So, you know, have nothing to worry about.
Well, yeah, I've got nothing to worry about. Sorry, that's probably happened before in my sleep. So.
Given how big it is, it probably means it's not as toxic as usually. It's the smaller the spider, the more toxic the spider.
Out of context, Blaze Dragon says it may come inside. You never know.
Whoa.
You never do know until that last second.
It may or may not have a memory stick, too.
It just sneaks on in there with its memory stick.
Come on, guys.
In other non-sickening news, I got a new phone this last week.
Is it a spider, too?
A spider, too.
Spider phone.
Yes, it is a Samsung Galaxy S5.
There you go. Nice.
Yay!
Showing my patronage to TMS there.
Look at Dale at the on the top end of technology.
I know, right? It's cutting edge. I'm just so hip, yo.
Bleeding edge. That sounds more extreme.
That's what I was looking for.
Bleeding.
My coffee ran out at the beginning of the show, damn it. Give me a break.
No, it is fantastic, this phone. I love it. I upgraded it from my S3, the early S3, so it's kind of a big jump. But yeah. I was reading some reviews, and people are complaining about it only because it's not much of an upgrade from the S4. So I'm kind of like, well, shit.
Well, that's like saying the S5 isn't an upgrade from a 5. Like that, yes, that's obvious. It's a 1-year gap. There, of course, it's a point upgrade. Like it
right.
That makes sense since the U.S. has a 2-year contract type deal. So
this is the internet. Everybody wants everything to be like super amazingly. I just got strawberry flavored chocolate thrown at me. Wants everything to be like.
The internet wants strawberry-flavored chocolate thrown at them.
Strawberry-flavored chocolate thrown at them.
I don't think anyone will argue with that.
No.
Unless they're a communist.
Yes, and a hot chicken is going to be on shirt.
Okay. Sure. I don't know where to go from there. The fingerprint scanner on this thing is absolutely shit. So I'm going to avoid that like the plague.
As you should.
But CJ was saying something about the internet always wants and then had food thrown at him.
The internet wants...
Stop buzzing your cables! I will mute you.
Still buzzing?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Still buzzing. You hit the thing, Rachel.
Don't dink his little dunkle thing.
You're still buzzing.
Don't dink him with chocolate. Make it.
Alrighty.
What he was saying is the internet just likes to be a punk and always wants something to be negative and or they always want things to be leaps and bounds above the last thing they got 2 days ago.
Well, they
also like to gush about things that haven't actually changed too, though.
Yeah.
So
Dale.
I think
the internet's Rachel. Like an editor. It doesn't know what it wants.
I think I you quoted it best.
Rachel. Sad.
She can't hear you. I have the earbud in. That one doesn't work.
CJ, tell Rachel.
That one doesn't work.
Sack.
That doesn't work.
So,
I don't give her a crunch. I don't want it in my nose.
Whoa. We're going to CJ's crunch now. Okay.
Muting CJ's video because things are getting awkward.
This is the point to say things about CJ. I have the earbud.
Ooh, well.
One earbud. We should probably get to a break.
Yes.
We probably should. I'm done. I'm done, by the way.
Okay. I can't hear what you're saying.
Love you, Rachel.
Okay. So we're going to take a break. CJ is not having headphones still, so...
I'm back.
Oh, okay.
I have my head. Okay. I can hear.
We'll be back in here in a bit.
Yep. Be right back, folks.
Yay.
Do we want to announce our music? Nope.
Oh, yes.
We should do that.
Probably should.
I have it
in the thing already, so we're good. Music is I Fight Dragons, Save World, Get Girl.
Get Girl.
We'll be
Stay
back.
Tuned. We'll be right back.
You've all probably heard about Audible.com before. It's the world's leading provider of audiobooks. Through Geek.io, you can actually get your first 3 months for 50% off. That's only $7.49 per month for the first 3 months. That'll save you over $22. Now, if you're not sure what Audible is, or you're not sure you're even going to like the service, Feel free to try that Audible Listener Gold membership for free for 30 days. Remember, that includes one free book. After that 30-day trial is up, your membership will renew for the normal $14.95 per month, giving you access to one credit per month, as well as member benefits. What's that? You say you're already a member? Well, feel free to follow our link anyway, and you can give us a little kickback every time you buy an a la carte book. Check out all the details at www.geek-io.com/audible. And again, we want to thank Audible.com for their support of the Geek.io podcast network.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is JD from How It Stacks here to talk to you about ProXPN. It is a private VPN, which basically means it is going to mask your IP address, protecting your data. So if you're out on the interwebs doing things you might not need to be doing, or if you're banking online overseas, it will help mask your data and keep it completely private. And you can do this for only $6.25 a month regularly, or you can use Geek20 for 20% off. So it's a pretty stellar deal, guys. And I'm just going to be honest, with all of the stuff that we've had going on, it's a good idea to invest in something like ProXPN.com. So I am JD, and I approve this message.
Have you ever purchased a pair of headphones only to find that they fall apart a few months later and you have to buy a new pair? Or end up finding a pair that you love so much, they sound great, they just don't match your style? Go check out Tweaked Audio. They've got 7 styles, with and without microphones, and 6 great colors. They also have wood, which is not a color. These headphones are designed to sound great for music and talk, and engineered for durability. Tweaked even believes in their products so much they've given us a lifetime guarantee. Head on over to geek-io.com/tweaked to check them out. And don't forget to use our code GEEK and get 33% off your order, plus free shipping.
Hey, this is Willis for How It Stacks, where we watch and rate all the TV shows, movies, video games, toys, and music that you grew up with to see how they stack up as an adult.
Every 2 weeks, we get together, get drunk, and cover topics such as
Voltron,
the WWF,
Mega Man,
Escape from New York,
Escape from LA,
The Labyrinth,
and The Dark Crystal.
Tune in to How It Stacks on the Geek.io Podcast Network every 2 weeks, where we get shit-faced and talk about the nerdiest topics that can come to mind.
My name's Willis.
And I am JD for How It Stacks.
Outnumbered,
Welcome back. I'm good. I have coffee with four giant globs of caramel in it and my chocolate. And that was iFi Dragons Save World Kit Girl. Woo!
Woo!
That one won't get us taken down because I know the manager over there.
Doesn't mean YouTube won't try, but
right. We'll try. This time I have ways of getting in hold of these guys. So yeah, that was iFi Dragons Save World Get Girl. And my blue wall fight decided to fly off again. And you can reach us, of course, over twitter.com/geekioshow, facebook.com/geekioshow, gplus.2/geekionetwork, and of course our site, which has all of the good things you could ever, 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 ever want, is geek-io.com and feedback@geek-io.com if you want to get a hold of us.
Hey, it's my turn to talk. Hopefully my microphone's not muted. No, it's
no,
not.
Good.
Boom! Yes. Yay, I'm learning how to podcast. Hey. We're taking an anonymous survey of our listeners across the network to help us kind of structure the show to what you want. Because, yeah, it's all good and, you know, neat if we do a show that we want. But we really want to do a show that you want. That the people...
We want you to want us.
Yes. The answer is yes. Please take a few minutes, visit geek-io.com and click on the survey link found in the show notes who are participating in said surveillance. Thank you.
All right. And, of course, before we head on into the Geek Out segment, head on over to patreon.com/geekio, patreon.com/geekio. Help us out a little bit. You want us to play two musics during the break instead of some ads and some musics, let us know by sending us some love. We do this for free right now. We want to bring you more, and the only way we can do that is by adding a little bit of fiscal lubrication, if you will.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's what CJ, that describes CJ and I's relationship.
Is that what they're calling it these days?
If that was one of your normal duties as an intern.
Yeah.
Is that what they're calling it these days?
Yeah, yep. Applying fiscal lubrication is in Dale's job description.
Fiscal yes. Or physical?
Why can't it be both?
That's up for debate.
Fiscal and physical.
It's technically both.
Oh, jeez.
It's a fiscal fistful, okay.
Wow.
Physical.
Wow.
Let's get physical.
What? Speaking of
physical.
I'll geek out. Oh, I miss Jazz. This is the Geek Out segment. It's okay. Apparently, I can I do know another Jared from Alabama, so I can replace the one we currently have with that one. So, this is where you take a topic, spend about 15, 20 minutes talking about it, typically go off rails, which is fun.
Like last week.
Yes.
Perfect. Man, did we go off topic last week.
Go back and listen to on the site geek-io.com because you're not going to get it on our YouTube algorithms. Go head over there and you'll get a perfect example of what usually happens.
Yeah,
about
topic,
10 minutes of talking about a topic and then completely everything else.
I don't know what you're talking about. We stayed on topic 100% of the time for
that
the first 5 minutes.
And then we talked about the Brady Bunch movie.
Yeah, somehow got into the Brady Bunch movie, yes. All right, so over the last couple of weeks, there has been talk of mergers. a merger that has or is in the process of going through is AT&T is purchasing DirecTV, and we can't talk bad about AT&T because Bill works for them, full disclosure.
You can totally talk bad about them, I just can't.
Fair enough.
You guys can shit all over them, that's fine.
Bill said, I just can't agree with you.
Exactly.
He will indirectly push that to DirecTV until the merger goes through, and then, yeah.
See, I can't really comment because, you know.
And then also, this is just in the rumor stages, but apparently because all of the news places are touching it with their tongues.
Whoa.
Twitch is looking to be bought by Google, well, the YouTube arm of Google. So basically, it's going to turn Twitch Plays Pokemon into Twitch Plays. Sorry, this movie has been removed due to copyright violations.
YouTube was trying to play this game, but we didn't allow it because it's not theirs. So no.
When I heard this story, the first thing I thought is this is probably what ran through people's heads while they were sleeping the night after that big Google takedown of all the Let's Plays ever a few months back. Like they probably every single person who had that happen to them probably had like a nightmare. Oh my God, YouTube buys Twitch. And then it happens.
And obviously nothing has been really gone through on that one, but apparently, I mean, like I said, it's well known enough that everybody is touching. Reporting on, I gotta quit saying that.
Variety had it, so that's like at least like what 40% credible.
Yeah, I mean the Verge is all over it. I mean the Verge is pretty good on covering tech stuff. Obviously, nothing is 100% before they actually get up and do the press conference about it. Not going to do too much of the AT&T DirecTV one mainly because of Bill, but also I told Rachel this was going on of two companies I will never use are merging. Yay!
Yay! That was one company you'll never use.
Yes, that has my choices of what companies I won't use anymore.
Well, I don't even have the options, so there you go.
So, well, Dale is our third-party unbiased opinion on this fact, or on these reports.
I'm very torn on the Google and Twitch thing because I love Google. My soul is sold to Google.
Oh yeah.
However, YouTube needs some work, and if they're going to YouTube up Twitch, I don't know how I feel about that.
I have any suspicion that they'll leave it. What'll
happen is they just say, okay, you start signing in with your Google account. Fine, I can deal with that. I'll do that anyway. Whatever.
No, that's Google plusifying Twitch, CJ. Nobody wants that.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad thing. Having a unified sign-in for everything is a horrible, horrible idea.
Yes.
Oh, yes, because
there's less paperwork to look at and sign. You don't have all the EULAs in the world.
I can't roll my eyes loud enough at that one.
What you can do is just go, that's what you could do.
Yeah. Actually, Bill had, you were posting on G+ earlier, I think, or on Facebook, and I'm like talking about the G+ification of YouTube, and I'm like, fine, Bill.
I have a very particular, well, 2 points. One, I completely disagree with you on one sign-in for everything. Two, I understand it's you know, a fact of life, and it does make things easier. Three, I have a very specific situation with it because I have a YouTube channel I've been running for 6 or 7 years now under the same dealio. And a couple of years ago, I realized, oh, I could attach this to my main Gmail account so I don't have to sign in and out to, you know, deal with comments and stuff like that. And but my main Gmail account is my Bill Meeks account, where the YouTube channel is not Bill Meeks, it's Meeks Mixed Media, which is a little different, right? So, like, I don't want to commit any part of the YouTube channel to the Google side of things. And it's just, they won't let me comment, they won't let me approve messages from...
I don't know how I've gotten okay to do this, but I somehow have it mixed so my Dragos Kai YouTube account is also able to do my...
What you have to do, Bill, if you create a mixed media page in Google Plus, mm-hmm. you can tie the YouTube channel to that and then allow managers of the YouTube channel so that not one person is directly tied to it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. I don't want to do that because I have a mixed media YouTube or a Google Plus page.
Yeah.
But I don't want them associated. I don't see the point in it, especially, I mean, it's just like, I've been, you know, taking care of the scratch on my back with my handy back scratcher for 20 years now, and now you want to sell me a digital back scratcher? I don't think I need it.
Old man.
Who wants to scratch your back? Okay.
I mean, more power to you, I guess, but sure.
But Google's forcing you to buy, to use that digital back scratcher. You don't have an option.
Yeah, I can't interact with my audience because I don't want to tie it into a Google Plus thing, and I think that's BS.
It is kind of BS if you're looking at it like that.
It would be different if Google came out with a product today called YouTube.com, and they were like, okay, go to YouTube.com and sign up, sign with your Google Plus profile, and then you can upload videos and comment on other videos and subscribe to things. That would be fine. I'd be completely down with that. But the fact is, you know, my YouTube channel I've had for like 6 years now, and I just want it to be my YouTube channel like it's always been, you know?
I guess I don't understand the problem with associating it with your page, so that, because that's not then tied to your personal email and you're using it as a page. So the YouTube, the comments, everything would be an extension of your mixed media YouTube page or Facebook.
Because
Google
I have youtube.com/mixmedia printed on business cards.
You should be able to keep that.
I have a youtube.com/dragoskai, and I also have a youtube.com/geekio show.
Well, if he's worried about the URL, that won't change.
Yeah.
Mine, I wish it would change, because mine is the same. I even shut down the whole account, told him to get rid of everything, and it remembers where I am, and it keeps it the same thing it was when I made it 15, like, almost, oh my god, 15, is it really?
Was it Pretty Kittens? Something or other?
No, it's my pen name in another language because somebody had mine.
Oh, okay.
So I can't tell people where it is because I sound like an idiot when I tell them what it's called. So I just tell them to search for my username, and it pops up that way.
You should create a short URL for it. Like tinyurl.com/thisismyactualyoutubechannel.
Yeah.
No, you have to do tiny.cc/8497921a.
So if you add it in, it's not going to change your URL. You are forever Meeks Mix Media on YouTube. Yeah,
whether you want to change it or not.
Your icon will have your name on it now. When you
But if you link it to a page.
Yeah, but I don't want that. No, if you comments on YouTube, I want them coming from Meeks Mix Media.
And if you link it to your page, it does do that.
YouTube Meeks Mix Media.
No, well, you link it to the page and it does do that. That's what I'm saying. If you link it to your page, it's not tied to you, Bill. It's tied to mixed media at all, like everything.
Yeah.
Good evening, everyone, our listeners of the fine podcast. Welcome to Google Now.
Right.
That's copyright. You know,
it's funny that we spent this much time talking on YouTube because we had a Becca Knote, who works at the YouTube LA space out in Los Angeles, on our Greetings from Storybrooke live show a couple weeks ago. And basically, anytime she could, she was dropping Google references, ironically, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Funny that I find myself on another podcast 2 weeks later who is subtly advertising for Google.
Yeah, well, they're giving us free hangout tool things.
Yeah, they
so.
Host our
– Like, you know, I see
host
all these
– and occasionally display our video.
No, they display the video still.
Yeah, the videos are fun.
Anytime that pop-up comes up asking me to switch my YouTube channel, I click no, and it says, "We'll ask again later." I didn't realize it was going to be on a podcast.
Yes, yeah. They actually sent me an email and said, "Hey, we saw that you have an event on your site that says Bill Meeks is going
to
be there."
To be talking about Twitch though, but this is kind of the point though. It's so Google has done the perfect thing of polarizing the internet.
I guess it's something we can talk offline, I guess, but I don't see, I mean, if you want
to
use
Bill is wanting to have it how we have it, where I can either reply as CJ Boat or as the Geek.io Podcast Network.
Yeah, if there was a thing,
whichever one I'm on.
Little circle up in the upper right hand corner, like
right.
They do in Gmail, where
just,
I could switch.
It's yeah. Just like that.
You can even have more than one account tied to your thing because it keeps asking
you that.
Hold on.
Can you screen share it right now, CJ? Because right now I'm running – something's causing my CPU to run at like 90%. So if I do anything –
Welcome to remote help, Google.
Stop that. Stop that.
On my YouTube page. Okay. I'm currently on my dragoskai@gmail.com. I click my email goes down here. Watch the fact that I watch scientifically accurate Ninja Turtles.
It's fine.
You hit switch account here.
After this now.
Drops down my professional one, which has nothing, and also the Geek IO Podcast Network. And click on the Geek IO Podcast Network. And anything that I reply to on here will be from the Geek IO Podcast Network.
And it's a separate video manager. It's a separate lists. Everything is separate.
I can switch back to Sky, and I will respond to everything as CJ Boat.
But what?
That YouTube channel is linked to
the Google Plus page.
Google Plus page.
Right, yeah. That's where I'm confused
Which
on
don't
the.
Want.
But why? I don't understand. That's where I'm confused.
Do you use your Google Plus page?
I'm a very. I actually don't too much.
I don't. Know.
But I prefer things to be segmented and, you know, I don't like them to be combined. I don't like them to be combined against my will.
I combine my chocolate and my peanut butter. I'm going to combine my chocolate and my peanut butter on my own damn wheel. I will not
if they didn't do crazy stuff like, you know, blocking me from commenting or approving listeners to my podcast from the live show. Like, you know, the thing that's really chasing me off about it right now is great girl named Elizabeth, who listens to Greetings from Storybrooke. She jumped in and she took part in a live event we had a couple weeks ago. And she was commenting all over the YouTube page, the Google Plus page. It marked it all as spam for some reason. I want to get in there and fix that. I can't. And the fact that I can't, just because they want me to associate my YouTube account with the Google Plus page, just rubs me the wrong way to where I'm kind of like, F off. I'm not going to make a Google Plus page for it, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't mean to make this.
Let's wrap this up then.
Yeah.
I had the same problem a while ago, is that I was really, when it was like, oh, we have to connect with all the things, like, but I don't want all this stuff. I don't want this, like, I don't want a Google Plus page, because I didn't want a page I'd never used posting things that I hadn't approved to it, because it posts everything to it.
Yeah.
And I worried about it for a little while until one of my friends turned to me and goes, honestly, when is the last time you've ever heard anyone say, check out my Google Plus page? And I'm like, never. And he goes, no one looks at them. It really doesn't matter. No one is ever going to try and find your Google Plus page.
On that one, you can also turn that so it'll only post privately.
Yeah, you can do that too.
It'll only post where you can see it.
I'm not a huge fan of auto-posting either.
That's probably where the problem is. Because I'm not too sure. Does it, if you do have the two linked, does it auto-post on the page?
Yeah, I think it does comment. Hold on, the thing is, but if I want to make a comment on a YouTube video, I have to post it to my Google Plus page to get the comment to show up.
Well, that's the thing, yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't happen for me, but it will say on my Google Plus page that Chaos Child has made a comment on this video. Do you want to know which one it was?
Right.
Actually, no, it does not post auto stuff. It just posts the events, because we post all our stuff via events. Mm-hmm. But that's it. It doesn't actually show the actual upload to YouTube.
See, I didn't know that.
I guess it's somewhere in the settings.
I could have done my research before.
But yeah, Twitch. Anyway, let's talk about Twitch.
Well, this was all directly related to it, because if they buy Twitch and go the wrong way, it could make other people mad who are currently using Twitch. True.
By the way, Andy, there's a way to get me back to go to IRC if Google YouTube's up the Twitch channel. There's a way to go back to IRC channel.
Nice.
Yes. Do you want your Twitch videos to turn up in your Google Plus stream?
Yes.
That's another thing.
That.
I have a mixed media Twitch account, so I wonder what would happen, you know, if they tried to merge everything. Would that just give me like 20 accounts in that drop down?
Yes.
I probably just have a different name.
I dropped down on my Gmail, and I have all of the Gmail things on one, and it, like, I have like 17 of them.
I'm willing to bet. Okay, let's go the hypothetical route of they YouTube/Gplusify Twitch. They would probably just override, like they're doing on YouTube now. They would probably override the Twitch username with a YouTube account, which is therefore a Gmail account, making it a Google Plus account. I don't think they'd add another drop down to go, hey, your Twitch account. It would be like, hey, we own Twitch and now it's YouTube.
I honestly
and
hope
now that it's G-Mal,
but I'm not saying they will do that. I think because, man, I don't know.
The easiest thing would do is to just link it to all those other things so that it just posts, but then leave the names.
On the flip side, though, I mean, they very well may go ahead and G-plusify everything. We just don't know because of Vic having left how much they're still pushing that. I hope they do because G-plus has a lot of good features. Everybody hates it for
it really
some reason.
Does. And I guess it kind of goes along the lines of how much you want to share on social media networks like this and how segmented you want your social media network to be. I am a big proponent of Google Plus. Google Plus is my favorite social media that I belong to right now. And so more things that tie into that I don't actively, because this is my biggest thing. I have to actively go in and repost everything unless it's something on like from G+. I want to be able to post more to my G+ page without actively going into it. But to quote Futurama and my favorite quote of all time, you'd be mistaken for somebody who's not so lazy.
Right.
I am the guy who is too lazy to switch from Buffy to Angel without watching all of Buffy first.
It just depends on if you do want that segmentation between social networks or if you want.
Simple as that.
Right.
I just don't think it, you know, I think it's bad security to throw everything into this one big ball called Google. Because then if that ball dissipates, then you have nothing, right?
Well, if it just disappears overnight, then I'm fucked. It's as simple as that.
Actually, when it's attached to accounts, and you know, there's so many stories out there of people, you know, they posted a curse word or something in the wrong spot, and then Google killed their account, and there's no customer support. You know, like, I don't want all my stuff tied into one account, and they can close the account.
It's okay.
We're on a hangout. He's not allowed to, otherwise they'll shut down his account.
I have a hard time cursing in public. I'll just say fuck right now. And
yay!
Get it over with.
I didn't curse often.
Speaking of cursing in public, Bill, are you going to be at DragonCon this year?
I don't think I'm actually going to be this year.
Boo! Oh, wait.
Sadly.
Well, you're
I think
in the area, aren't you?
I am in the area, but I think we're choosing that weekend to go visit people, family and stuff up north that I haven't been to see for years. It's the best time to go because it's my son will be off school and stuff. I want to go to Dragon Con, but
I'm like, okay, you're not going to Dragon Con, then you could still come out, hang up with you're going to be out of town.
Oh, wait.
We're coming down. You live in Orlando, don't you?
I actually live in St. Pete, but I go to Orlando frequently. So
yeah, like
we're
going to
be in
weekend.
Orlando like in October and November for my son's third birthday Disney extravaganza for like a week. So we should definitely meet up for sure.
Yeah, which is weird. Like you're coming down to Orlando. I'm like, sure, let's go over there. Yet Garrett Weinzero lives about 30 minutes south from me over the bridge, over the Sunshine Skyway, and I'm like, the mere idea of going over that bridge gives me gas. Like, Orlando, sure, let's go for it. 30 minutes to Sarasota, I don't wanna.
Well, I'm guessing that's south. I hear the farther south in Florida you get, the worse it gets.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
then you end up with a house full of bats. Wait, I showed them a YouTube video earlier. It's on YouTube. If you search for bat roof, I'm sure it'll show up. But it's a roof where they're pulling off the ceramic tile for the roof, and every tile they pull off, 20 bats fly out.
Like, yes.
It's ridiculous.
That's awesome. They made a roof.
I'm searching this up right now.
Oh, it's great.
Go to YouTube. Go to YouTube account.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yes, my Meeks Media account.
Yeah, just don't try to comment.
Type comment on. Yeah, you can't comment.
Let's go ahead and get this wrapped up here.
I had to.
Hey, Bill, where can people find you at out on the interwebs?
In the Bat Roof, which I'm watching right now. That's awesome. By the way,
you're welcome to the distraction. Glad I could help.
Next week, brought to you by Bat Roof.
Oh, we got props.
I write books about a 13-year-old, actually, as of the next book, 14-year-old superhero named Dog Boy. They're billed as YA, but I think they're actually a bit more mature than that. You can find those at dogboyadventure.com. It's a lot of fun. if you like superheroes, I like superheroes. I explore a lot of the tropes. And I also host a podcast on Once Upon a Time, the ABC show, Greetings from Storybrooke.com with my co-host Anne-Marie Desimone. And we're also starting a new podcast. We have the first official episode out. We're going to do our big first full analysis episode here in about a week or so, called Legends of Gotham. It's going to be mainly focused on the Gotham TV series coming on Fox this fall.
Nice.
But we're going to spend the summer, because I know a lot about Batman. She knows a lot about procedurals. So I'm going to get her caught up on Batman over the summer. So we're going to start out with Batman Year One. And nice. You can find that at legendsofgotham.com. And it's for Twitter, /Meeks, and my YouTube channel. I think we mentioned it about 12 times. So we should be okay.
Okay. And,
just
and
this one more time.
This,
just one more time.
I changed the next one because I know she doesn't read the notes. Alexander, who do we have coming on next week? Making her work. Making her work.
Does CJ still have it?
Hold on. I got to pull up my soundboard. It's.
I actually don't know where it is on the paper.
Here.
Though.
Oh, jeez. That was so loud.
Like, seriously, I can't find it on here. I would absolutely read it if I could find it.
It's near the bottom.
I'm looking at the bottom, though.
Whisper.
Look up.
Oh, there it is. I'm looking at the bottom and it just says bye. Anyway.
Okay, let's try this again. Alexandra.
Yes.
Who do we have coming on next week?
Next week on Geek.io, our guest is...
Jest?
Our guest.
Who's
is
got a jester?
I will read the name. It's Jose Castillo. And then it says, again, let's see if he'll pull a Meeks on us.
Nice.
Pulling a Meeks.
Nice.
Pulling a Meeks.
Pulling a Meeks.
Speaking of pulling a Meeks, you guys with your long podcast here, usually if I'm on a podcast, I'll have, you know, one adult beverage just to, you know, fill the time, my throat wet. Because of you guys' insanely long podcast, this is what I'm left
nice.
With. The
nice.
End of the show.
Whoa.
I was really hoping you were going to pull out like four Loco cans, and I was going to laugh. But
yes,
big bottle of that.
I think those are illegal in Georgia. There are places in Georgia where you're required to carry a gun, but I think four Loco is illegal.
Actually, the town I live in is one of the places where you're required to own a gun. I don't. I have a sword if I need it. But
you're better prepared for the zombie outbreaks. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yes.
All right. So, hey, we have a sting. Play sting.
What? Oh, see?
Play the thing.
I have the notes open. Hold on. Wait. I've got it.
The Summer Movie SmackDown Update.
Summer Movie SmackDown Update. It says winter still for some reason because I'm lazy and won't change the thing. So, Legends of Oz ends its two-week sales bonanza tomorrow.
Yes! Bonanza!
Gojira! Brought the best international opening of all time this week, but that's okay. We don't care about international openings here. And the Days of Future IBIT is opening this weekend, and I'm going to take all of the monies.
I'm going to see that on
Saturday. No, you are not. You're waiting 2 weeks. CJ doesn't
I'm
need
not
money.
Waiting 2 weeks. This is the only time I can get my friends to go see it.
2 weeks.
It's okay. Weeks. Don't worry. I actually have a chance of winning this SmackDown. I am okay.
I have a chance of losing. Yay!
But you've got 463. Oh. That's 1,000. My bad. Sorry.
Speaking of which, Jared Azevedo coming in first place. Gojira bringing in $5.1 million.
My 3-year-old loves that show, by the way. He actually likes that a lot.
Actually, all three of my kids do, too.
Yeah.
They're obsessed with it.
Rachel is right on his tail at $4.6 million. And Dale has 400.
Leaving the other four people involved with nothing. You get
we don't have
nothing. See, I'm not coming dead last yet.
Oh, man.
All right. And what you could see over on the site this week, Disney Geek.io, we're going to be doing a special episode this weekend where the boats, that's us, and the Victorians, that's them, talking about our simultaneous trips to the lands of Mouse. It happened to work that we were in Disney World the same week that she was in Disneyland.
I thought it was House of Mouse.
I know. I noticed that.
Lands of Mouse.
Lands of Mouse. There's two of them.
I thought there was just one Disneyland. Come on.
No, it's Disneyland. Oh, no, really? there's Disneyland. There's Tokyo. Oh, okay. Disneyland. There's Shanghai Disneyland. Hong Kong Disneyland.
Disneyland. Yes, I was in Tokyo. Anywhere you feel love in your heart.
Fair
That's
enough.
What I always
heard. Yes. There are five Disneylands. Tampa Gate. Whoa!
Tampa Gate.
Tampa Gay Beaks? Is that what you just said? Is that what you were saying?
Tampa Gay Beaks.
Show title.
Take a drink, everyone. Take a drink.
Everybody take a shot.
3, 2, 1. Tampa. Shit.
I am not editing
Tampa
this out.
Tampa Bay Geeks. That's what you're looking for. Shows you how to save a ton of money at some gardens and SeaWorld.
That's Bush Gardens. So that the Tampa that's Gay Beaks are dealing
Bush.
With Bush Gardens.
And SeaWorld.
And SeaWorld. BGM is back telling you about the, get this, the trilogy of Persona 4 games. There were three Persona 4 games made, and he's rocking the music from them.
Something Roll doesn't work. With that.
Okay.
A trilogy of four Fighter movies. Two. That's 12 movies.
There were 7 Street Fighter 2s. I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah, I know.
Raul pulls out more info about the Humble Daily Bundle going on daily over at humblebundle.com. And the Android Realm podcast monuments your valley and threatens you with Flappy Bird once again.
Yay! Also, please remember to visit our Patreon site.
Dale. Can I do this part?
Sure.
Also, please remember to visit our Patreon site over at patreon.com/geekio to help out with a small monthly donation. If you think we're worth like $5 or something for all of our content, we'll give you and your site, cause, whatever, a shout out at the top of the show. If you think we're worth $10, we'll read a Twitter-length post for you. Is that good?
Damn it.
That's good.
Do I have the job?
Dale. Yeah. Dale said, crap.
I just got kicked to the
He
camera.
Read that really well.
You know,
considering last week, I think he called somebody gay. I think he called the ghost gay.
What?
What?
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either.
We can be heard on Stitcher Radio as well as iTunes and Swell. It's an app from the 1940s. Not really, but it's good. anyway,
well.
Search for Geek.io on all of those and give us a rating. Wow. I put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
I'm not the only one who can't talk.
I can never talk. Go ask the linguist we had on like 4 months ago. I can't talk and he's okay with it because I'm extra data points. anyway, search for Geek.io. It gives us some cool feedback.
He needs your extra data points.
Yes. And then also leave us an honest review on iTunes. We'd be happy to read that on the show. If you do, Sexy Nachos is still the most recent and the best username, I have to admit.
All right, Dale, what are the show title candidates for this week?
Although, does Bill want to read these two?
You know what? You know, it's your last day, so, you know, go ahead.
That's perfect.
I'll read them.
I'll just get it next week. It'll be fine.
Okay. Today's potential show title candidates were The Body Collection, The Popcorn Theater Time, Little Radioactive Lizard, The First Exposure to Trainees, Pain in the Arsefee, I Used to Be a Fetus, Giving Her Your Memory Stick, Adventures with Dragon, Magical Freelancer, Murdered Shitful of People, Big Blue Curtain of Death, Canadian is a Race, Don't Want the Bottom Half, Buzzing the Trainee, Hot Chicken Snowman Shirt, Fiscal Lubrication, Fiscal Fistful, Let's Get Fiscal, and Tampa Gay Beaks.
Oh, man.
And I have to say, for the record, it has been amazing working for Geek.io. I have really enjoyed my time here. If you really want to support my stuff, I'm going to be starting a technology show on my own. It's going to be called Nerd OI. Every Thursday night.
All right. Let's get out of here. Good night, everybody.
Oh, soundboard. And goodbye.
You have been listening to a part of the Geek.io Podcast Network.
Loud noises!
Visit us at geek-io.com for all of our great shows.
The pressure is building slowly, inexorably inside me. Oh my.
Try harder.
Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's bad for you. Go figure out how it works.
Geek.io. Copyright 2014.
I want to get out of here. I want to leave this place right now.
The internet is a harsh mistress.
Damn it, you ruined my joke.